Revealing God, your glory reveals that even I am caught up in your glory. The light of your glory exposes my need, includes my need, and incredibly loves me in all of it. You meet me right where I am, in whatever mess surrounds me or is inside of me, because this is how you live. This is how you live out your glory. It includes me and the mess of humanity. You love me even in my wrong-headed ideas and my misplaced trust. God, you remind me to listen to Jesus instead of to the din of the world. You change my story because you make me who I am, and I follow Jesus to the cross instead of to the winner's stand or the award ceremony. This is the fullness of who you are, and I would love for your suffering and death to not be strength. And I love that you show up in this backwards way. I love these opposite things both at the same time. Shine your light within me today to remind me that you are with me in the hard stuff and the good stuff. None of it surprises you and none of it is dismissed by you. It all matters to you, which is why you show up, that you come down off of the mountain and right into the needs of the world and right into my life. Thank you. So help me to show up for those who love me so well and support me in this call to follow you, especially my closest family and friends. They often follow your lead before I do, so I am grateful for their part in my life. What a gift it is to love. And I pray for my colleagues who are leading in this weird and difficult time. Embolden and empower them and me to live out of our identity as children of God. Help them and me to believe that that is enough. It's always enough because it's from you. Amen. Okay, take a few deep breaths and see if your heart and brain and body can all land in the same spot. You are called to this work, dear deacon, dear pastor, dear chaplain. Don't be afraid. God is with you.